Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah, and we have Dr. Jeff Swofford in with us this morning. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you. Good morning.
Can I call you Jeff or Doctor?
Jeff is fine.
Dr. S.
How about Doc?
Just Doc.
Doc is fine, Doc. Too.
Optometrist at my eye expert, now part of my eye doctor. When did you guys change that?
So basically, we started the business in 2006, and Dr. Gandolfi is actually getting closer to retirement age.
Gotcha.
And so we decided it'd be easier to partner with them as we make that transition as he moves on out of the business over the next couple of years.
Okay. All right. Cool. Because that's where I go, my eye expert. But for someone like Wes, who doesn't really know about you guys, tell us a little bit about it.
You know, we were a very general practice. Like I said, we've been there since 2006. We see patients from 4 years old all the way up to retirement years. We have a wide range of glasses and contact lenses. We are a very family-oriented practice. If you've never been in my office, it's really super cool. So just stop by and say hello. And my favorite rooms in the whole place are the bathrooms. They're something people talk about.
Don't you guys have massage chairs there, too?
We do.
Yeah.
In the bathrooms?
No, not in the bathrooms.
You said bathrooms, and you went right to the massage chairs. I'm like, I mean, I guess that's cool, but hey, Rita, I have to actually go.
Could you imagine getting massaged while you're going to the bathroom?
You wouldn't believe how easy things flow.
No, he said his favorite place in the whole place is the bathroom, and my favorite place is the massage chairs in the waiting room.
He said my favorite place is the bathroom, you're like, and you have massage chairs.
I understand that, but while you're waiting, there are massage chairs. I'm sorry, I didn't complete my thoughts. That happens. Now, I am getting a lot of messages from my kids' schools reminding me about those eye exams that need to be taken place. August is actually Children's Eye Health and Safety Month.
Which makes perfect sense because the kids are starting school. And if you didn't know this, in Illinois, every five-year-old or kindergartner is required to have a full eye exam before they start. Now, in general, we don't catch a lot of crazy things with them, but about 1 in 25, we find something wrong, and if we catch it that early, we can fix it so they can move forward and have good vision.
So how often should kids be getting their eyes checked then? I understand that it's required at 5, but is it something that's done yearly too?
Yes. Here's the thing with kids. Their bodies change so rapidly and so fast. I can see them 1 year, they're perfectly normal, and the next year they come in and they're nearsighted. So it can happen very quick because their bodies change so quickly.
Are there new treatments for common eye problems in kids?
Actually, there is a new one on the market called MySight.
Okay.
And MySight is a daily disposable contact lens that's designed for children who are nearsighted. And it can reduce how much they become nearsighted by half. And what's really cool is if you're a parent and you're nearsighted, your kids are very likely to be nearsighted. And if you're really high, they can actually cut the power in half by putting your kid in the contact lens starting around 8 years old.
And nearsighted means you can see far.
Nearsighted means you cannot see far away. You can see better up close. So think nearsight, nearsight, near vision.
Makes sense.
Nearsighted.
Because you can see things near.
So correct. You can't see things far. That's what I meant to say. Oh, man, I'm really screwing this up today.
So there's massage chairs.
In the bathroom.
With a barber pole. There is a barber pole in the bathroom.
Is it really?
There is.
Nice.
Do you guys cut hair there, too?
No, but it's just really cool.
Oh, I didn't know. Jeff does a lot, okay, which we're going to get to. But that's crazy. Not disposable.
Contact lenses
that
reduce nearsightedness in children.
But did you say that they disintegrate? That's not what he said, is it? Oh, man. Anytime
they actually become breath mints. I don't know. It's just misinformation completely today with Leah.
This is how these things happen. That's really cool, though. You are a busy optometrist, but people in Gurnee also know you as a fitness guru.
Maybe not necessarily a guru, but I'm very passionate about fitness. I started exercising when I was 18 years old.
Okay.
And never thought I'd be teaching classes. And actually, this week marks my 15 years of teaching spinning at Fit Nation, or it was Gold Gym, but now Fit Nation. And now I teach yoga, boot camp, TRX, HIIT, Tabata, all kinds of stuff.
But I have taken one of your spin classes before, which you're going to be heading off to. Your anniversary spin class.
Yes, I am.
Is it booked?
It probably will be packed today.
Okay.
I will be teaching the very first class I taught 15 years ago. I do it every year this week in August because it's kind of, it brings back a positive memory.
That's really cool. Now, this is something that anyone can go get signed up at Fit Nation. Love that gym. And then go check out one of your classes
Absolutely.
As well. Cool. If you could give parents one word of advice about their children's eyesight, what would it be?
The biggest thing nowadays is blue light. So kids and adults are exposed more to computers, more to LED screens. And blue light, it makes your eyes, it makes it harder to go to sleep at night if you have too much exposure. But the big thing that most people don't know, it's a risk factor for macular degeneration.
Really?
It is.
I didn't know that.
Exposure to blue light you have, the more likely you are to have macular degeneration as you age. So I'm 50. Okay, so I've only got a computer when I was 25.
He's 50.
But I am 50.
Wow.
I try not to look like it.
But. No, you don't at all.
But what happens is that these kids are getting so much exposure from their phones and from their iPads and from their computers that by the time they get to be my age, the risk factor is going to be much higher for them because they're getting more exposure.
So as I sit here shaking my head like, I have my blue blockers, my blue light blockers, and I'm not wearing them right now. I got them from your office. And a lot of things people don't know, too. My insurance covered a nice portion of the blue
Most
light.
Most of the time, insurance does cover things like that. Yes.
They're trying to help you out there. Now, how can new patients make eye appointments with you?
Very easy. Just call the office, 847-856-3939. Very easy.
Perfect. Jeff, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I know you got to run to your spin class, which again, congratulations on all of your many successes, not just at the gym at Fit Nation there. But before we let you go, what is your gurney go-to?
I have three.
Okay.
This is I really love. First is Primo. It's sort of my hangout place.
Yep.
I love it. It's homey. It's comfortable. The people there are awesome. The food is great. It's a great place to go. Plus, it's really...
Nicole Kayak girl's a little questionable.
She's my She just worked Monday for Leah.
Yeah.
They're awesome people, but it's also very close to my office and very, very convenient. The other two businesses I really love is D. Wells Automotive. Like, every time I'm a car freak, I love cars, too.
Yep.
And here's an example. I took my Mustang in and said, hey, guys, the mileage on the car, this might need new tires. And, like... Let's hold off for one more season. What kind of business does that?
Not many.
Really awesome, really honest, and they're always very helpful whenever I need them. And the last one is the Shipping Point. They make my life so much easier.
I feel like they make a lot of business owners' life so much easier.
And I mean, they help me sign my paperwork for my house in North Carolina. They help me sign, do all these things.
That's
because
sweet.
They have so many services that we don't even realize they have.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jeff, again, Dr. Swofford, optometrist at My Eye Expert. Thanks for coming in this morning. Gurney's Got It continues. It's on the way next on 102.3 XLC.